Chase Buttinger had 22 points as the Rockets took down the Trailblazers 103-96 last night in the Rose Garden. It was more like what you've come to expect from the Blazers on the road. They started slow, mounted a furious rally midway through, and then crumbled late. Blazer forward LaMarcus Aldridge says they need to shake this one off and quickly.
We have to have quick memory loss. You know, we felt bad about that one, but you know, we had another one tonight, and I thought guys came out ready to play. We just, you know, we didn't get it, and you know, I tried to do my best, but I definitely wasn't good tonight.
Jamal Crawford led the Blazer effort with 21 points and 6 assists. Portland has now dropped 2 straight in 3 of their last 4. Gerald Wallace, by the way, finished with 20 plus 9 rebounds in the loss. Elsewhere in the league yesterday, the winners were Cleveland, Milwaukee, New York, San Antonio, Orlando, Detroit, Atlanta, Chicago, Memphis, and Dallas. And by the way, Blake Griffin of the Clippers is number one overall draft choice. Kyrie Irving of the Cavaliers and Timberwolves first-year sensation Ricky Rubio highlight a list of 18 first- and second-year players tabbed to compete in this year's BBVA Rising Stars Challenge. Players will be drafted onto competing teams by acting general managers Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal. NBA All-Star reserves due to be announced today, and everybody's hoping that LaMarcus Aldridge will be on the list this year. Well, Oregon State's A.C. Green and Oregon's Jim Barnett are among those who will be inducted into the Pac-12 Men's Basketball Hall of Honor during next month's conference tournament in Los Angeles. There will be one inductee per team. Not going to go through the whole list, but other inductees include Kurt Nymphius of Arizona State and George Irvine of Washington. Oregon, speaking of the Ducks, hosts Washington tonight in Pac-12 play. Huskies lead the Pac-12 at 9-2, while the 7-4 Ducks are in fourth place. Coach Dana Altman says they must own the home court to have a shot to win this one. Meantime, Oregon State hosts Washington State. The Beavers are 5-6. They are in eighth place in the Pac-12, while the Cougars are in ninth at 4-7. You will be able to hear that Duck game, by the way, right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110 KBND.